AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley. A year after Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared, families of the victims are still trying to deal with their grief.
Going to work and family and all that, but there are quiet moments when everything just comes back to us like a tornado and it hits us and then, you know, we're way down again feeling so sad.
The wife of the in-flight supervisor on the plane talked about dealing with the grief with Sky News. Meantime, investigators are still looking for the plane's wreckage and answers about what happened. A new report out today says the battery for the locator beacon in the plane's data recorder had expired more than a year before that plane vanished. The lead investigator today is also cautioning against jumping to conclusions about what may have happened to the plane based on the report.
It is not the purpose of this activity to apportion blame or liability.
And investigators remain optimistic that they will eventually find the plane in the southern Indian Ocean. AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley.